but I didn't imagine it would grow that much. I was thinking maybe this is going to be one of those hipster frameworks that 50 people around the world rave about and no one else knows what they are talking about. But then it just like kept growing, and like I never expected. It's very humbling and satisfying to see what people are doing with it and like what people can achieve with that. And so many things that I never even imagined. They are like simulating galaxies and discovering, like, I don't know, that there was like thing that they were simulating galaxies at supercomputers like Carnegie Mellon, and that led to a proposal to observe in the Webb Space Telescope, so a thing in the space, to observe the first quasar. And it's like, I have no idea what that means. It sounds very cool, but I have no idea what that means. In FastAPI, I don't really do much sophisticated stuff to make things faster. It's just that FastAPI uses very high-performance, low-level stuff underneath. Using the great building blocks that are already there, that are built by great people, and just like figuring out how to combine those things together to take advantage of like all the things, all the powerful things that are already there. Now I have the extra advantage of, you know, like knowing a few core developers that are always super friendly, and like, and it's also very fun to talk to them and like, I don't know, like Lucas was saying like, ah, I'm gonna see the talk from my friend Tiangola, and he's like, he called me friend.
That's so cute.
I'm so proud. You know, like, it's very cool to, I think it's very cool to meet your heroes. If you don't go to the university, I didn't go, and I will like to say I'm fine, I guess. And it just keeps happening. Like, I keep seeing like new job, like when I had like 3.5 years of having built FastAPI, they were requesting 5 years of experience with FastAPI. Like,